American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Three Americans have returned to the U.S. after being detained in Russia in the largest prisoner swamp in U.S. and post-Soviet history. Brooke Singman has more.
This is the largest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. It included 24 people, including four Americans and 12 Germans. Three of the four Americans arriving in San Antonio, where they will be evaluated at Brook Army Medical Center. It was an emotional scene for 32-year-old Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, who was reunited with family after spending nearly 500 days in the Russian prison system. Former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan was also met by family after touching down on U.S. soil for the first time in nearly 6 years. And Russian-American journalist Alsu Kermesheva literally running into her family's arms.
Wildfires burning hundreds of acres near Denver since Tuesday morning. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Public Affairs Director Mark Techmeyer says no one knows how long the fires will be active.
This thing could go on for days, a week, 2 weeks. We just don't know.
A member of Congress is not happy with what happened to a female boxer at the Paris Olympics. The female boxer from Italy was pummeled by a male boxer from Algeria and abandoned her bout. Florida Congressman Greg Stube made these remarks on Washington Watch.
Well, it's so disgusting that we have fallen so far left, not just in America, but in the world, where it's okay that biological men can compete against women in women's sports, and we're going to make all these excuses for it, and we're going to create all these rules for it, and it's just wrong. I mean, the majority of Americans know it's wrong, and you saw on full display today how upset that female boxer was. She has probably worked her entire life for this moment, and she has to go up against a male who, like the Olympic Committee even admits that he's a male.
NCAA swimmer Caitlin Wheeler says with Kamala Harris, this would become the norm.
Well, it's sick that we're glorifying male violence against women, but it's not surprising because it's the exact same things we've seen happening in our own country. The IOC is filled with the exact same weak-kneed, spineless people we have in the NCAA and YMCAs and Planet Fitnesses and these organizations who allow men into women's spaces. And to the viewers who may not have seen the video of Khalif punching Angela Carini in the face, when you watch it, take a long, good look. This is what the Biden-Harris administration sees as the future, and unfortunately, it's the reality we're living in our own country. So we must remember a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for this exact thing. That's the vote for erasure of women and women's sports.
The mainstream media is having a field day, taking Donald Trump's answers at the National Association of Black Journalists gathering, cutting them up, then drawing questionable conclusions about the former and perhaps future president. Steve Jordahl with more.
President Trump took a shot at his presumptive opponent in the midst of being grilled by the National Association of Black Journalists. Kamala Harris says she's the first African-American woman to top a presidential ticket. But is that true?
I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black.
It was as if we had all been transported in a time machine back to 2017 and the famously combative press conferences then-President Trump had with the mainstream media. This is how CBS News opened its broadcast that Tuesday night.
We start tonight with a fact check. The vice president's heritage is both Indian and Jamaican. But that didn't stop the Republican presidential nominee from accusing her of downplaying parts of her identity.
Nicholas Fondacaro of Media Research Center says the rest of the legacy media jumped right in as well, starting with taking shots at the one conservative black woman that was on the stage that afternoon.
And I see a lot of them sort of casting shade on Harris Faulkner, being like the one right-leaning person on the stage.
But Fondacaro says he'd like to hear from all the black journalists that threw a fit when Trump was first invited to be on the panel.
The black community, they talk about it being a marginalized community. Now you have a major presidential candidate coming to talk to leaders of people who represent the community. Wouldn't you want members of your own community to be able to ask him the questions and press him on all the negative bad things you believe about him?
I'm Steve Jordahl.
More news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.